Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us on this Friday, a week-ending edition of Sports Daily. Plenty to get to in the National Football League. 12 games of the exhibition variety last night. We saw Baker Mayfield and Andrew Luck. We saw Patrick Mahomes, all with varying degrees of return. Certainly, Baker Mayfield had an auspicious debut, part of what's on tap. Here's my buddy, Shane Dennis. What's up, Parts?
Yeah, pretty much anything that happened last night, we'll catch you up on. There were 12 of them. Two more tonight, and your Broncos play Saturday, right? Against the Vikes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll
Minnesota.
Look back and see who did what last night with taking a grain of salt with all of it.
Totally.
All right, let's all just let this
relax.
Wash over you and don't react to it, okay?
Grain of salt on both ends of the extreme.
Absolutely.
See,
absolutely.
Yeah, it's not always on the, oh, my God, look at how this guy started.
No,
he's going to be there.
Don't do that.
Sometimes it can be the other way. Guy doesn't look very good. You know, don't worry about it. It's okay. It's okay. We got a long way to go.
Second segment, we will catch up with what's going on in St. Louis. The PGA Championship, KU's own Gary Woodland took the first round lead with an opening round 64 in front of about 100 friends and family members at St. Louis. So that was cool for him. We'll also have the Twitter question. Has to do with Little League sportsmanship. The Little League World Series.
Is there such a thing?
There was yesterday. So
good.
There will be a little, that's a little tease, and we can weigh in on what we think about sportsmanship at that level, or beyond, or before, or after. So we'll discuss that about 40 minutes from now. An hour from now, a couple of actual now former big leaguers, Jason Wirth and Rick Ankiel, in the news again, we'll discuss.
Hmm.
Even though they lost last night, and Mookie Betts hit a grand slam, hit for the cycle, which happened for the first time this year, by the way. Can the Red Sox run down 116 wins? We'll discuss a little Major League Baseball an hour from now. NBC World Series down to four. Then there were four. We got a game at 7 o'clock tonight. Game at 9:30 tonight. Yesterday and last night at the NBC World Series. Santa Barbara beat the San Diego Stars 7-6. The San Antonio Angels beat the San Diego Waves 8-4. The Wellington Heat eliminated the Seattle Studs 4-3. And the JUCO National team beat the Colorado Cyclones 9-8.
Wow.
So, yeah, we had a bunch of nail biters. So tonight it'll
be... That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. Santa Barbara and San Antonio tonight at 7. Wellington and the Junior College National team at 9:30, and the winners play Saturday for a chance to hoist the trophy at 7 o'clock. And a reminder, Saturday, gigantic fireworks extravaganza immediately after the game, followed by an on-field party with a concert from Big Fat Fun to celebrate 84 years of baseball at LDS. That party is free with admission to the game. So head out.
That's awesome.
NBC World Series powered by Westar Energy. That continues tonight at 7 o'clock with Santa Barbara and San Antonio. In addition, of course, we'll get to what happened on this day in sports history. At 10:25, we'll have Tim Fitzgerald. First of all, we're going to check in on his health, see how he is.
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
And somebody was listening to Sports. Well, of course, somebody was listening to Sports Daily yesterday.
Of course they were. Of course they were.
But Coach got a 5-year extension yesterday afternoon. We were just talking about Bill Snyder and when's the end. He got a deal that will take him through his age 83 season on the sidelines at K-State. So we'll catch up with Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com, find out what to make of it, and like I said, see how Fitz is doing after his bout with prostate cancer. He's had some subsequent surgeries, continues to tweet to keep us up to date, so that's good. And he's obviously well enough to talk to us at 10:25, so we'll check in with him coming up then, and we'll hand you off to Jim Rome in the weekend after that. So there you go.
What was the biggest thing that came out of exhibition football for you last night? There were a few places you could have gone.
I felt like it was the Giants and the Browns game just because two prominent guys were playing in the same game. And if you ever wanted to overreact to two particular guys in a good way,
this would be it.
You could do it with both guys. Saquon Barkley ran for 39 yards on his first carry, and Baker Mayfield went 11 for 20 for 212 yards and two touchdowns. The final score of these games is not relevant, so I'm not even going to read any of them. So if you want to look them up, you can. But those were the two marquee guys that played in the same game and probably pleased the fan base for each of those teams. They probably felt vindicated by it, like, okay, good. In addition, Tyrod Taylor, who is the incumbent, apparently, 5 for 5 for 99 yards and a touchdown, if you're into that. So both quarterbacks played well. Baker Mayfield obviously played more. We knew he was going to. And Saquon Barkley, after a 39-yard run, only had 4 yards on these next four carries. And so basically he got his work done and got out of there. The one thing that I took away and had the Chiefs and the Texans game on at the same time of the Browns-Giants game, but the thing that struck me that would be frustrating if it happened, I'm kind of thumbing through, like for the Patriots, for example, Brady didn't play, Gronk didn't play, Brian Hoyer played almost all the first half. If you play a guy, let's say Deshaun Watson, he played one series for the Texans, right?
That's it.
And so if you don't, he threw one pass. Let's say you go, they didn't, but let's say you go 3 and out and you commit a false start and you look crappy doing it. Unless your coach is really flexible, and in these first preseason games, normally they're not, you got to kind of sit on that for a week, you know? It's like, my only chance to play, and we're talking about a guy coming off an ACL, Deshaun Watson, you only got one drive, and things didn't really go well, and things didn't go smoothly. You don't get to just stay in there until you fix it. You got other guys you want to take a look at. You certainly don't want to expose these superstars to any more action than you need to in game one. DeAndre Hopkins didn't even play, for example, so he didn't have his first best weapon. So to me, that would be the frustrating part. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the case for Andrew Luck. I think he played a couple of series. He was 6 of 9 for 64 yards.
Looked good.
Yeah. After the game, he discussed how much fun it was.
Mm-hmm. And, good to hear.
I would say so. He's been out for 2 years. Guy actually went out and got to have some fun. So,
fun is a key thing, man.
Sure
because
is.
Because think about it. If you're having fun, how much more loose are you? That's a good word to hear.
Well, when you have the game taken away from you. Like he has, you know, and if you're injured in any sport, you do not feel like part of the team.
Mm-hmm.
And in many ways, you're not. I mean, I'm sure Jacoby Brissett over the last couple of years has been picking Andrew Luck's brain and, you know, asking for scheme advice and X's and O's and what to but, you know, that renders him being a coach. Andrew Luck's not a coach.
No,
you know,
he's not.
He's a player.
Right. Yep. So.
So he was able to get out there and he looked okay. That was good.
I thought quick hits. Pat Mahomes didn't do anything out of the ordinary. I thought that we've been talking about this. I thought that what was the game plan for him? What were the types of throws that he made? What was he, 5 for 7 for like 33 yards?
Something like that,
34
yeah.
yards, something like that. Just a very low key, get in there, get your toe, you know, get your toe in the water, get your foot in the door, however you want to describe it, and get used to some live ammunition. And end of conversation. Baker Mayfield looked like Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
And here's the thing that I take away from Baker Mayfield. I love the one ball that he threw to Antonio Callaway, and I like the way that he psychologically worked on Callaway, and I'll get into that in a moment.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't an easy throw, by the way.
No, it was a double, it was a pump. Some form of coverage got messed up, but it doesn't make any difference. He pumped, so it was almost like a double slant, and then mm-hmm. Callaway broke free, and it was, I think, his best ball of the night. The rest of them looked like, correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, looked like him at Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of the pocket, hitting guys on the run, moving around a lot, which is great, which is absolutely great. But he's not going to do that as much. Trust me, he won't do that as much as the year goes on. And if we all really believe that Tyrod Taylor is going to be the starting quarterback there over Baker Mayfield, please.
In week one?
They drafted... Huh?
In week one?
I think from day one.
Ooh, there's, I don't know about
you
that.
You don't use the number one draft pick with the history that you've had in that place. I think he'll play from day one. I really do. We'll see what ends up happening. I mean, Tyrod Taylor was good too, but I'll be interested to see what Baker Mayfield looks like when the edict is stay in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Move your pocket around, you know, move north and south in the pocket. Instead of going right and left, come straight ahead and find your space and make throws.
Unless
that's going to be the challenge.
Unless Hugh Jackson or whoever the offensive coordinator is puts in a package of plays that moves the pocket, that gets his
maybe
feet
so.
Moving.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean,
maybe so.
And keep in mind, he's not very tall, so you're going to have to manipulate the pocket a little bit so he can have a clean one to throw through. And have lanes to throw through. And I don't want to make too big of a deal about that, but, you know, it's a real thing.
Yeah, it's a different game.
Yeah.
It's a different game. Yeah, bigger guys, faster guys. The field isn't as wide. It is as wide.
But not
from
the hash
standpoint
marks.
Of yardage. But, yeah, but the hash marks are different, and the speed of the game is different. The side-to-side speed of the game in the NFL is the thing that makes it different. I will say this. First of all, I'm kind of a Baker Mayfield fan anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought the work he did on Antonio Callaway, for those of you that don't know.
Yeah, we didn't mention this.
He didn't have a real good week.
No, he didn't.
He didn't have a real good week. He got pulled over earlier in the week, driving with a suspended license. He was found with a small amount of marijuana in the car. Of course, it was someone else's. It wasn't his. You know what? I don't care about that. Whatever. But this was after the first depth chart came out, and guess who was on it? Him. And that's how he goes out. So it ended up being a great week that turned into a really crap week that ended up being a pretty good week because he ended up making a play. But he dropped a couple of balls early in this game on targets. He's obviously a guy that's going to get targeted. But I really thought that Baker Mayfield stayed with him. You could see him... Dude, stay in it. Gotta have you. You know, you just relax and play, and then boom. You know, I don't know what he'd end up catching. 6-7 balls, 8 balls. I don't know.
87 yards worth of catches.
Okay, 87 yards worth of catches, and he had one of them on a 54-yard strike that was maybe the nicest touchdown that I saw of the night. I didn't see all 12 games, obviously, but was good stuff. So that's part of his maturity, isn't it, Shane? I mean, yeah. That's part of being an older quarterback that's been around the block, that's dealt with adversity, even in his own game and stuff. And he's just a further along in that regard, that he can get into a guy's grill and say, hey, you know, come on. He can grab him at least psychologically by the neck and say, you know, we got to have you doing this right. I thought it was a good look for Baker Mayfield.
All right, we'll
then a passer rating of 125 doesn't hurt.
We'll see if that's his team by week one. There's three more games to pour over.
You're right.
Exhibition games anyway, so we shall see. Now, again, Tyrod Taylor hit all five of his passes for 99
sure
yards and a touchdown, too. So I thought it was kind of funny. Pre-game of the Bills-Panthers game, Cam Newton actually approached Kelvin Benjamin, seemed to have a little bit of a verbal back and forth. It didn't look like it resolved itself. I didn't hear or see any microphones out on the field, so it's hard to tell what they said to each other. But it was somewhat animated. I don't want to make
it
too big of a deal, but they got together. Cam came over there. And by the way, all that really illustrated to me was two large human beings, Kelvin Benjamin and Cam Newton. Good God, those guys are huge.
Yes,
even standing next to each other. Kelvin Benjamin's 6'5", and Cam Newton's bigger than he is. But anyway, that was the little pregame dust-up in the aftermath of Kelvin Benjamin saying publicly during the week that he lamented his time in Carolina because Cam Newton wasn't a very accurate passer. I wouldn't want to be a Bills fan this morning, talking about overreaction to games. Nathan Peterman went 9 for 10 for 119 yards and a touchdown. A.J. McCarron went 7 for 10 and 116 yards in the second quarter. And then Josh Allen went 9 for 19 for 116 yards and a touchdown when he came in. You talk about drawing a name out of a hat and saying, all right, who had the best day? Although Peterman went 9 for his first 9. He had a disastrous start last year against the Chargers. But that's neither here nor there. But all three of their quarterbacks, including the chosen one, Josh Allen, had okay to good games against Carolina. And so, you know, you're not going to carry three quarterbacks, right?
Nope.
I mean,
well, maybe.
You think so?
Maybe. But maybe not those three. You know what I mean? Like, you're probably going to carry three, but you're not. But what three? And that's really the question right now.
Well,
the quarterback.
You're going to keep all three of those guys on if you're Buffalo, though, is the question. You got Peterman, McCarron, and Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. Yeah, I think the Jets are the most likely to part with a quarterback. I think the Jets have a glut. I think that Teddy Bridgewater, there's a reason that Teddy Bridgewater is getting the start tonight. I think he's being showcased for a potential trade. The Jets need edge rushers. I think they only had 8 sacks as a defensive unit a year ago, collectively. That's pretty pathetic. So they've got to figure out a way beyond what they drafted to pressure the quarterback. I think that they'll probably look for some kind of edge rush help. And I think that Teddy Bridgewater will be the carrot at the end of the stick, because I think there are some teams that are out there looking for a way to solidify their backup position. Now, Teddy Bridgewater may not see himself as a backup, but I think he is being seen as a backup since he's missed so much over the last couple of years.
How about this one? In the Ravens...
the Ravens are right there,
Ravens-Rams game. You got Joe Flacco, who played, Robert Griffin III, and then, of course, Lamar Jackson. There's another team you wonder if they're going to carry three, because they're not going to cut Lamar Jackson. But if something happened to Joe Flacco, would you have parted ways with Robert Griffin III to make room for somebody else on your roster?
It's interesting you bring that up, Shane, because, boy, everything that I have read indicates that RG3, and we've seen him a couple of times now, and they actually have an extra game because they played in the Hall of Fame game. He's had a really good camp by pretty much anybody's measurement. Obviously missed a year. has come back, and as for whatever you can take away from early returns, and I guess it's got to be something. He's had a pretty good camp. By
five out of seven measure. Last night for 88 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah. So I think that there are two guys that probably fall into the category that you're talking about right now. Potential guys that can move. RG3 and Teddy Bridgewater would be the two guys out there. Probably find teams that are looking for a solid number two. Not looking for starting help, but are looking for a solid number two. And I think that those are the two guys that are probably going to get the most run. Because neither one of them are going to start. Darnold is going to get the job in New York. And you've got two guys potentially, not potentially, you got two guys probably ahead of RG3 in Baltimore. So those are the two guys that probably will not be there very much longer. Between weeks two and three is when you expect to see that's when you expect to see quarterback movement.
Well, and you're going to have guys get hurt, too, between and week three of the preseason. Yep. So, notables that didn't play last night, Goff, Gurley, Donald, Roquan Smith, Brady, Gronkowski.
Gronk, yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott. We haven't talked about these guys hardly at all, and this is how we'll probably wrap up this preseason football segment here, but how are the Cowboys going to win any games with that receiving core?
Well, interesting question. I don't know.
Have you seen that depth chart?
You. Yeah.
Tavon Austin, and he's one of your more seasoned guys.
Yeah.
Tavon freaking
Austin.
He's
a West Virginia guy, isn't
he?
Tavon
is.
Austin?
Yeah.
West Virginia guy. Not a lot of marquee power. You don't have your tight end anymore.
Nope, you don't have Dez anymore. Noah Brown, yep. KD Cannon, the kid from Baylor, Michael Gallup, Alan Hearns. This is among their list of wide receivers. Terrence Williams is probably their most veteran of
Terrence
wide receivers.
Terrence Williams, Beasley and Williams are the two guys. I've seen Michael Gallup a ton. He's a Butler County guy, by the way.
He caught a touchdown pass last night, too.
Mm-hmm.
He looked good.
He's not bad. He's not bad. He's a good athlete, hard worker, really good kid. I mean, hell, everyone's a kid to me anymore. That's a guy I'm cheering for.
Yep.
And that's a guy that I'm cheering for.
And I suppose you'd assume that Alan Hearns is going to be a guy for them. So you're talking about...
You would assume that.
Hearns.
Yep. And then you...
Terrence Williams, Beasley will be in the slot, mm-hmm. but then the backup, you know, the fourth and fifth receiver guys are just going to be a who's who of, not scrap heap guys, because they're all kids, they're all young. You know, Cedric Wilson, the rookie out of Boise State, he's on their team right now. Got a kid named Murdoch, who's a rookie from Iowa State. Kid from Western Illinois, Lance Lenore. Man, it's a... They went from two really reliable dudes that Dak could either check it down to or chuck it up to him being the veteran. Him and Alan Hearns are the old men of the skill group.
Well, let's just say that Dak and Zeke, a lot is going to revolve around them offensively this year, and that really good offensive line.
And the other thing, talking about depth, and we'll close the book on the Cowboys, something better not happen to Dak Prescott, because you got Cooper Rush and Mike White behind him. So they need to keep him upright and probably feed Ezekiel Elliott until his tongue drags the ground.
Well, he's going to carry it a ton. He better get ready for a heavy, heavy workload. All right, we're just off and rolling. Plenty of football for you. We'll get you up to date on the PGA Championship at Bellerive in St. Louis. That is going on. Round two underway. How much are you paying attention to it?
A lot.
We're back in just a moment. Yeah, me too. Back in a moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.